subscribing to our podcast at FuelCastTV.com.
This land of ours is under attack. The time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. Telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. No.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second hour on this TGIF. Thank God it's Friday, July 26, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers. With Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. This segment brought to you by the absolutely fantastic folks that we have on our radio station. All of our sponsors. Tom Curtis, Curtis Gunsmithing over there in Petoskey. Been with us for years. Greatly appreciate him and Karen so much. They're going to be at the fun shoot tomorrow. Tom will be anyway. Karen will be back at the shop running the store. Epoxy Pro, the new sponsor we have, giving you one and done floors forever. You do it one time, you treat it, you forget about it. You got beautiful concrete floors in your garage, your basement, your barnuminium, whatever you have. We love, absolutely love their products. MAGA Water, of course, John and Jamie Davis over there in Sheboygan. Just filled up my water bottle during the break, made a fresh pot of coffee with it. Absolutely love MAGA Water. All the sponsors that we have, many of them are political sponsors that are going to be going away after the August 6th primary. Why is that? Well, once the primary is over, they become the nominee, they're going to get elected in November. It's that simple. First Congressional District, these state reps, these county commissioners, these county clerks, all of our people who win on August 6th will become elected in November. Why? Because this listening area, this first congressional district, is conservative Republican. At a bare minimum, we're Republican leaning. Some of these districts are getting closer and closer, but they're still 52-48, 54-46 Republican. Some of these races don't even have Democrat opponents in November. Vicky's race here in Antrim County to be the next clerk, if she wins the primary on August 6th, she's the clerk. Not one Democrat even filed to run against the Republican in November. The biggest challenge is going to be the U.S. Senate race. That's why it's so critically important we get the right person, in my opinion, Dr. Sherrod O'Donnell, to win this primary. she will destroy Elisa Slotkin on a debate stage. You put up a woman doctor against a woman CIA analyst. A swamp creature from Washington, D.C. versus a doctor who has ran and provided free health care for women in needy families for over two decades. Was in the middle of the fight when it came to the China virus pandemic. We get the wrong candidate for U.S. Senate. Slotkin's the next U.S. Senator. It's that simple. What does that do to President Donald Trump's presidency? We don't flip that seat from Democrat to Republican, where we get equal representation in the state, one Democrat senator, one Republican senator, but we reelect another Democrat to replace Debbie Stabenow, and Slotkin's young. She will be there for decades. Well, Donald Trump's agenda could be at risk. He could even be convicted of impeachment if they have enough votes in the Senate. Crazy times we're living in. We're going to go local. We're going to talk about Tuscarora Township. What's going on in those races with Ron Oldenwald. He'll be on in the next segment. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Bob Kramer, Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
I'm Josh Saul, running for U.S. Congress in the 1st District. We can all agree our government is in desperate need of accountability and a balanced budget. As a retired Army infantryman and a CPA, I'm trained to do both. I'm also a man who was built by this community. Head over to joshsaulforcongress.com to learn more and donate. And on August 6th, make sure you vote for Josh Saul and send our values to Washington, D.C. on a mission to restore our rights. Paid for by Josh Saul for Congress.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. Joining us on the line from Tuscarora Township is Ron Oldenwald. He is the deputy supervisor to Bob Kramer there in the Tuscarora Township structure of things. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning, Randy. Happy Friday.
Yes, sir. Thank God it's Friday. We're looking forward to a great, fun weekend. Lots of events lined up. But, Ron, one of the things I wanted to talk to you about is this mailer that some people got in their mailbox over there in Tuscarora Township. Quite a few of them took pictures and texted it to my phone. And they said, Randy, is there any truth to this? What the heck? Who is this group that sent this out? And you and I texted back and forth, and you said that this is absolutely a lie and the biggest political hit piece you've ever seen printed in a mailer in Tuscarora Township. Explain to the folks what the mailer says, whether they're alleging, and whether or not any of this is in fact true.
You know, Randy, part of me says we should just ignore this and not give it legs because it really doesn't deserve any. But the inference, the allegation is so strong, it's bordering on criminal, that we just can't ignore it. You know, this 501c4 from downstate, we called them out in a public meeting hoping that they would lighten up. And instead, they've just doubled down, and they've sent the most misleading, vile, derogatory postcard I've ever seen. Now, you know, I've been politically active a long time. You and I were bumping into each other long before we both ended up here in northern Michigan.
Right.
You know, I was active with the Oakland County Republican Party, active on more campaigns than I can count, member of the two largest tea parties in the state, you know. And I've never seen a print mailer this evil. I really haven't. To make wild accusations that any accounting professional would know is outlandish, outrageous, and just downright impossible. I mean, to even infer that you could move forward with an audit without all of the prior month's bank statements having not been reconciled, it's irresponsible to suggest it because it can't happen. It didn't happen, not in 22, not in 23. It never happened. So, you know, the postcard itself, the graphic on the postcard, it's a picture of a guy with a bag of money over his shoulder running away with his back to you. Now, what does that infer to you? You know, it certainly doesn't send a message of sound financial policy. I mean, does it make you feel that your government, a local government that just happened to close on a multi-million dollar sewer financing arrangement just 2 weeks ago, you know, does it infer that that group can manage the affairs of the township? You know, did you even consider these people, did they even consider the ripple that this would have township-wide to the reputation of the entire township, the township government, the businesses here? You know, they're so desperate to regain power and control that they're blind to the consequences of their own actions. You know, these
The flyer themselves, Ron, I want to get into the specifics. They're basically attacking Janice Dillahaye, the current treasurer.
Yep.
And they're alleging some $400,000 is unaccountable for. What the heck are they even trying to attempt to say with that number against her?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't know. And, you know, accounting is not my forte. I'm not the accountant in the group. I'm not the treasurer. And,
right.
But the people reading the financial statements that our board started putting online monthly, I don't think they are either. You know, so I can't speak to that specific number other than, you know, we got a lot of people looking at these books now. We got a lot more people looking at them than ever looked at them when it was just the clerk and the treasurer. There was no paid admin here. There was no outside consultant here, you know, and we would still be using the same outside consultant that the prior board had used. It's just he wasn't available. So that's why we ended up with a new group. But, you know, what that allegation is, I don't understand it. I don't think anybody understands it. I think it's just inflammatory to be inflammatory. You know, one of the ringleaders of this group has now implicated the police department's budget in some private emails. And that's just an insult that no one here is going to tolerate because our chief has a complete control and understanding over his entire budget, and he does a fantastic job of managing it, and nothing gets by him, nothing. So, you know, to bring him into this mix now and question his reputation, question his competency. It's just ridiculous, you know? I mean, there's no direct connection between, you know, this treasurer's candidate and this C4 from downstate. But it's got her picture and her name all over it. So even if we agree that she's not directly responsible for its content, do the right thing and disavow what it says. Or better yet, pull the curtain aside and show us who's behind it pulling the strings. I mean, why are they so afraid for the public to know who's financing this? Obviously, because whoever it or they are contributing well beyond the $1,050 individual contribution limit. So, you know, while it might be legal to use this taxation to buy an election through fear-mongering, is it right? Is it moral? Is it how you want to regain power and control through deception?
Well, here's my question. I mean, we're talking about little tiny, I mean, with all due respect, Tuscarora Township. Okay, this isn't like it's the city of Charlevoix or the city of Petoskey or the city even of Sheboygan. We're talking about a small township.
Yep.
And my question is this. Why has Ed Sarpolis, this communist, socialist, progressive, liberal, who owns this 501c4 from downstate, Lansing offices and also offices in southeastern Michigan, why is it so critically important to this group to dump all this excessive of election campaign finance restrictions over and above what they're legally able to do for an individual candidate? I believe, what, it's $1,050 per person?
$1,050 per individual.
Right. So, I mean, these mailers are not cheap to make and then to pay the postage on it, which just, by the way, went up. I found out from our company that's doing our ballot chasing here, the postage went up. The question is, why is it so critically important to outsiders to take over little tiny Tuscarora Township with these candidates that obviously want to basically undo all the good this current board's been doing for the last 2 years?
You know, it's pretty wild. When you talk about using outsiders, the very first contact that we had with this C4 was an online ad talking about keeping the outsiders out of our township and not relinquishing control. Yet here the opposition is using outsiders, not just using them, but using them as a mask, a shield to hide the identity. Now, you're absolutely right, Randy. I mean, we're a township of 3,000 people. And why would you be spending these exorbitant amounts of money? I mean, we're being outspent probably 10 to 1, maybe even more. You know, the same reason why you would have all this campaign literature and signage for people running unopposed in races. It doesn't make any sense to me. Politically, it doesn't make sense. I think it's just a sign of fear and a way to try to make up for the vast difference in qualifications between the incumbent and the challenger.
Especially when it comes to the treasurer's office, because that is the most critical part of getting this township back on its fiscal sound accounting and bookkeeping, banking standards, reconciling bank statements, knowing what the heck's really going on. When the previous people that were in charge basically were getting fines from the IRS, they were getting fines from the insurance companies, they were getting fines from the state of Michigan for back taxes that weren't being paid. I mean, Janice had a hell of a task to come into to try to clean up, and even had to hire $148 an hour CPA to help her because things were so screwed up.
Well, and the irony here is that this board is the one that's providing the documentation on a monthly basis that these people are somehow twisting and warping around and using it as ammunition against us. You know, prior to Jay's election, prior to the switch in the power structure of the board, we got financial information twice a year. We got it at the annual meeting, and we got it from the audit. And the rest of the time, you had to FOIA stuff. So this stuff is out there. Every month, we put the whole check register out there, and That's why these people are taking this information and somehow misinterpreting it. You know, I don't think any of them know how to read a balance sheet, how to read a financial statement. The best part about this is, you know, you're talking about the work comp issue, you're talking about the tax issue. To this day, they deny that any of that happens. I mean, they don't believe the written word on the page sitting on the piece of paper in front of them, and they still, to this day, deny all of that.
Unbelievable.
It's crazy. It's just crazy. So, well, you know, the police pension is a perfect example. You know, we're $900,000 underfunded in our police pension solely because for the past 12 years, we underpaid. You know, we paid the bare minimum to keep MERS off our back, but instead of making that extra payment, they just rolled it into the next budget year to reduce the police millage in the following year instead of, you know, fully funding these officers' pensions. You know, these guys, they put in 25, 30 years or more. They expect their pensions to be fully funded. They're legally required that they're fully funded, yet they're not. You know, it's just another example of doing the bare minimum to get by and doing this year after year without being challenged. All of a sudden, we're $1 million short. Now, in the past 12 months, we've paid an extra almost $300,000, you know, between Chief Temple and the new board towards reducing the shortfall. And, you know, luckily, the rate of return has been positive. It's going to get worse. It's going to go down. It's not going to stay at 5% or higher. But, you know, these are promises that we made contractually to our police officers to ensure their financial stability in retirement.
Sure.
And, you know, one of those former board members is running for trustee. So, you
unbelievable.
Know, why would we want to return? You know, this is taking the person that, you know, it's asking the you know, famous line that Prime Minister Netanyahu used yesterday. You know, this would be like a chicken, you know, campaigning for KFC. You know, why would we do this?
I got an answer from a former mayor downstate in Memphis, Michigan. He listens to the show. He said, Randy, let your people know the reason they're doing this is because they are going to, once elected and taking control majority of the board, they are going to be coming with a big solar project to Tuscora Township. This is how it starts. They are targeting your particular community for a solar farm, solar panel farm, or some type of solar type of activity, and they are throwing the money at it because they want their people in there voting for this crap that they know the current board wouldn't vote for. That's a political observation from Eric downstate.
And death by a thousand cuts, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, we're doing everything we can to, number one, keep the adults in control. You know, just last Tuesday, July 23rd, 3 days ago, the full Sheboygan County Board of Commissioners approved our commercial rehab district. You know, the one that we approved nearly after 8 months of debate, 8 months of public hearing. You know, it's a river-to-river district. It allows businesses and developers to apply for MEDC gap financing and special tax incentives to facilitate growth and development. That's supposed to bring more jobs here, bring a larger tax base, help pay for sewers and schools and infrastructure and police and fire and parks, and the list goes on and on. You know,
right.
It's new ground for us, and we want to proceed carefully, but that doesn't mean that we shouldn't proceed at all because some existing businesses are afraid of change, afraid of competition, or frankly, just afraid that they didn't think of it first. You know,
right,
so this stuff never happened in the last 12 years. Virtually nothing.
We appreciate you coming on because I got a lot of people texting me that mailer. Thank you for coming on, giving us clarification. None of it happened. It's not true. Don't believe what's in your mailbox. That's the bottom line. Thanks a lot, Ron.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you, Randy. Happy Friday.
Bottom of the hour, news break of hour number two. History lesson discussion about Kamala Harris. Is she constitutionally able to even run for president of the United States? We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source, brought to you by WellConnect, your Michigan-made geothermal solution to high utility bills. Learn more at WellConnectSaves.com.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, FBI agents have arrested a University of Michigan athletics official on child pornography charges after investigators say he solicited at least one high school student for sex and photographed underage athletes at sporting events. The allegations are